What's up, everyone? Welcome to week 8 of the Syndicates. I am Eddie Zamaitis alongside John and Vic. Guys, another rough week last week. Hopefully we can bounce back this week, but last week didn't really go our way too much.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't that bad. You know, I think we were one game under last week. So
we did get a bad beat in college football.
Which one?
Washington. We lost by 4.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we haven't talked, man. It's Friday. Yeah, so yeah, that was bad. And it was 28-14. Next thing I see, they're down 35-21 or something like that. 35-31. I'm like, what the heck just happened? And all that, and we lost on a half by a bad number. So, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to pick up for it this week for sure.
Definitely. We got a lot of college this week. Had the one game or the pass interference call that wasn't called in the Washington game. So, other than that, we're still in good shape overall for the year. So we're coming a little late this week. Had some stuff going on earlier this week. We weren't able to get the pod recorded, but good thing about that is we know the lines a little bit more, and we've been able to kind of see what the injury reports look like. So we got some more information. Hopefully that'll lead to some better picks for everyone this week. So we'll jump right into it. No Thursday night football since that was already played. Vikings beat the Redskins 19-9. Did not cover the spread though. So we'll jump into the first game on Sunday. That is going to be, John, your Detroit Lions at home against the Giants. Vic, I know you were talking about this, but before we get to John, Vic, you take it away. I know you kind of liked one side in this one.
Yeah, I love the Giants, man. And sorry, John. But I think that the Lions-Packers game, and John, you know this more than anybody, kind of derailed the season, man, because you guys made that big trade last week. Slay's unhappy because that was his best friend, right? And the whole team is kind of, I don't know. We said how that game went last week will kind of determine the season, and the wheels fell off. They gave up 40. Slay's unhappy. So I think we find a really good spot here with everyone on the Lions, and you're getting the Giants up plus 7, 7.5. It's down to 6.5 at some places right now, but there's definitely a bunch of sevens lingering around right now. So that was my thought. Sharp money's on the Giants. I like the Giants. It might be my pick of the week. John, what are you thinking? How are you feeling?
The last 3 weeks, you've been on or against the Lions. I don't know which way, one way or another. And I've talked you off I've talked you off of it every week. The first time it didn't go my way,
I stopped from putting big money on it because you said, hey, this is not a good spot. See how it goes. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. So, yeah, last week I was right. Minnesota, I had a feeling it wasn't a good spot. The week before, I talked you out of Detroit against Green Bay, and I was technically wrong on that end. You would have won there. So, look, the sharp money's all over the Giants. I don't know what the heck they were doing. I knew that Green Bay call was not good. When that Green Bay call didn't go our way and the Chiefs game didn't go our way, that it was going to start to snowball. You know, our defense hasn't been any good, and this whole Patriot way thing that we've established now, we're going to see. This game is really going to tell me a lot about our team. So Diggs wasn't playing good. I know he was a captain on our team. And I know he was a leader in the locker room, and I don't know how that's going to affect them when they're actually on the field and playing. But, you know, he wasn't playing good the last few weeks. So I see why they got rid of him, I guess, right? And we didn't get anything for him. We might as well kept him. We haven't done anything with a fifth-round pick. So, but the sharp money is on the Giants. They are they're almost, you know, it's the ticket count is split. But all the big bets are going in on the Giants. So I see where you're going with it. I just feel like, and this is me thinking reversed, that the line is too big. And why are they giving up so many points that, you know, they might end up covering it? So I'm staying away from this game. If you put a gun to my head, I'd probably take the Lions. But I'm just going to cheer for them to win. And hopefully, if you're going to make this your pick of the week, hopefully they just win by 3.
That's fair. Eddie, what do you think?
I'm kind of in the same boat as you, Vic. I like the line. I'm sorry, not the Lions. I like the Giants in this spot here. They're starting to get healthy. They're getting a lot of their guys back. I think Sterling Shepard is coming back. Evan Ingram, Saquon's got another week under his belt. back from the ankle injury. So I think they're starting to get healthy. And I just – the Lions' morale right now, I'm not too sure on it. I think you could get an upset here. I don't know if I just don't know if the Lions are motivated. They're not motivated, but I don't know if their morale is just right now because of that call in Green Bay. And it almost feels like we've talked about it before where, you know, that season is kind of slipping away and you're packing it in a little bit, or you kind of realize, oh, this isn't going to go in our direction. Whereas I think the Giants have already realized this is not going to be our year. So they could be kind of out of that and just playing, you know, loose and free. And they haven't looked too bad on offense recently. I know last week they are kind of playing in a rainstorm, so that was kind of ugly against the Cardinals. But there's a lot of sharp money on them last week because of how they've been playing recently. And there was a lot of sharp money against the Lions last week as well. So, John, you mentioned it. There's some sharp money on the Giants here. So I think I kind of like the Giants. I actually already did bet it at 7, and I might put a little bit more on it. So we'll see. I like the Giants in this spot, though.
Yeah. You know what, guys? I never bet a game when I don't think the underdog's going to win. And I honestly see – I don't see the Lions losing this game, to be honest with you guys. We're coming off 3 straight losses. This is kind of like a get-back game for them. So I'm worried about the point spread. But I don't see them losing. So if I can't see a team losing the game, I don't like to take them and trying to fall in that middle of a point spread, which, you know, sometimes it doesn't happen where it falls into the point spread line. So, all right. So hopefully they win by – hopefully Lions are going to win. I'm telling you guys. Hopefully they don't win by the 7 points.
Next game up, we got Tampa Bay at Tennessee. And it looks like Tennessee is 2.5-point favorites right now, opened up at 3. Guys, I always get suckered into betting both of these two teams somehow, some way. I like Tennessee in this spot. It looks like Ryan Tannehill kind of sparked their offense a little bit last week. I got lucky. I don't know if I'd say I got lucky with the cover on Tennessee last week when I bet them, but they did cover thanks to Melvin Gordon fumbling. So I like Tennessee again here in this spot. I think only – laying 2.5 is not bad, but man, Tampa Bay is just that wild card, man, where you don't know which one you're going to get every week. You can either going to get Jameis with 3 interceptions or Jameis with 3 touchdowns and no interceptions. So, John, what about you? What are you thinking in this one?
Man, Tennessee's always been good to me. We didn't get lucky. I mean, we did get lucky, Eddie, but
they were dominating that game the whole game.
Yes.
We were 4.5 inches and they couldn't get it. Like, how couldn't they have got that inch? Then no one would have said we got lucky. But, I mean, you know, get that 0.5 inch and, you know, we covered that game. We didn't have to sweat that out the way we did. So, but, man, Tennessee's been good to me all year. Like, I've been on the right side of Tennessee, I feel like, every week. Like, the first week when they played Cleveland, I'm pretty sure we were on Tennessee. I was, at least. And then you know, the last week against Chargers, I'm pretty sure I picked Tennessee or against Tennessee another week. I've been really good with or against Tennessee. So it's a tough spot here. I kind of like them. I'm not playing this game. Maybe Vic can tell us where the money's at and stuff like that. I'm not touching it. If I did, I'd take Tennessee, though.
Yeah, I'm thinning it out. I mean, Tennessee offense did look a lot better last week, and they were rolling in that game. The line started at 3. It's down to 2.5. You got the public kind of on the Bucs. You have about 60-40 split. 67% of the money's on the Bucs, so that's why you've seen the line move down a little bit. I'm not touching this game. Arians is a good coach, though, and he's coming off of a bye, so we'll see, man. I'm sending this one out.
All right, so we'll move on to your hometown team, the Chicago Bears, at home against the Chargers. They are 3.5-point favorites. Vic, I know you were a little disappointed in your team's performance last week. So are we looking for a bounce back this week, or are we just staying away from this game?
I am staying away from this game. I don't see how you can bet on either of these teams. If there's one team in the league that's maybe been more disappointing than the Bears, it might be the Chargers, right? But for the Bears to not win that game last week and to actually get blown out with the Saints missing Kamara, Breeze, a ton of other players was just embarrassing, man. Like, that to me was brutal. I know the Raiders game, at least it was close. They came back. Some things happened. They were tired. But last week was inexcusable. So I can't bet on the Bears. And if there's one team that's looked worse and their coaching seems worse, it's the Chargers. So I know, Eddie, you like it. The public on the Chargers a little bit, 60-40. The line started at Bears minus 4.5. It's down to 3.5 in a lot of spaces. You do see some fours out there. So I'm sending it out. I'll kick it over to you.
No, I was kidding earlier. I'm not touching this game.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I was just saying because we were all talking about betting against our favorite teams. But no, I'm not touching this game. I want no piece of either of these teams. So, John, you got anything on this one?
Trubisky sucks. I'm so mad that I lost that game on last week, and it's all because of Trubisky. And if I was praying that Chase Daniels got in the game in the first quarter, that I feel like they would have ended up winning somehow. So I'm not playing this game. Both teams are underachieving this year, so I'm staying away. And hopefully we get the Bears. Hopefully the Lions get the Bears when they're playing like this.
Another team I want no part of is the Atlanta Falcons because they are just awful, awful football team. Dan Quinn will easily be the next coach that gets fired, probably after this game, after the bye week. They are at home against Seattle. I think, Vic, you said it's up to 7 now. Matt Ryan is probably not going to be playing. Opened up at 4, 3.5-ish, somewhere in that range. So,
yeah,
not looking good for Matt Ryan playing this week. So I'm not going to touch this game as well. So, Vic, you got anything on this one?
It looks like it's up to 6.5 in most books, and now it's getting around to 7. Some still have it off the board, but with a jump like that and him not practicing yesterday, obviously it looks like he's going to be out. So you know me, man. I've been auto-fading the Falcons for 3 weeks now, I think, and I've won every week. So I might just do the same again, man, just – whatever it is, as long as it's 7 or less, I'm just going to take the Seahawks. Not like my pick of the week or anything, but I'm just going to continue my auto-fading of the Falcons.
I won on the Falcons against Philly, like, back in week 2, and I hated them so much. I said, you know, I'm probably not betting on them anymore. So
That was our only win with them. I think that was
It's their only win. And now I hate them because I haven't been following your auto fade of the Atlanta Falcons. So I'm staying away. I don't like this team. I'll find something else to play.
Yeah, I've been auto fading them as well, even in spots where you're not supposed to, like last week. Exactly. Taking the Rams laying 3 on the road, I did that. And yep. I was kind of sick to my stomach beforehand, but then after the game, I was pretty happy camper. So
because us three all bet the same way. And last week, the way we bet, we should not have taken the Rams. You know what I mean? Like, everyone was on the Falcons. That was a sharp play. It was a good situation, this and that. But just sticking with it, and I was happy. I was happy.
Yeah,
Rams rolled.
We kind of – we talked about it last week because I think we also were kind of back and forth on the Chiefs and the Broncos and, like, how we were like, oh, the Chiefs, you know – kind of like the Chiefs here, but we know the Broncos is the right spot and right side to bet, and we know how that game turned out.
Last week. Yeah, we called both those out pretty well last week.
Exactly. Yep.
This game kind of interests me coming up here. We got the Jets at the Jaguars. So we all saw the Monday Night Football blowout. Patriots are just on another level right now, another planet. They're just crushing teams right now. I think this game opened up about 4.5. Now it's up to 7 in some spots, I think. Vic, is that right?
Yeah.
7's out there?
I mean, I see all 6.5, but 5 Dimes has 7.
Okay, I saw 7 out there. So, and I think, yeah, this one's at the Westgate. So, the 7, I like the Jets here, especially coming off the blowout in prime time. I think that was a little embarrassing for them. I think they are set to rebound a little bit. If the Jets don't cover here, it's probably my last week betting them. But I do like them in this spot here. I think, like I said, New England's just on another level right now. And Sam Darnold, way too young to be matching up with Bill Belichick. He did lose a toenail this week. That's kind of got to hurt a little bit. I don't care who you are, how tough of a guy you are. When they rip off a toenail for you, that is going to be a pain come Sunday. So that's a little gross, but I do like the Jets here, especially if you can get seven. If you can get seven, man, take it all day. I know the Jags has been a little bit of a sharp play, and that's why the line's kind of moved up in that direction. But for me, I like the Jets in seven here.
The line seems fishy. So it started 4.5, right? And yep. Most of the public is the bets are split. It's like 50-50 down the middle. But the big bets are coming in on the Jets. But why is the line going up in Jack's favor? I'm staying away. This game just like stinks to me in every single direction. I don't like when it goes in different ways where the money's coming in on the Jets, but the line's going up. So I can't tell what the market's is saying to me. So I'm staying away.
Yeah. I mean, to me, the only logical, and again, I don't know this for sure, I think that it's just a overreaction move, right? Like from the books where I think the look ahead line was off 4.5 and they're like, hey, we need to move this up after how bad they looked, the Jets looked on Monday night. So there is a little bit of RLM on the Jags, but I'm just sitting it out, man. I like the Jags as underdogs. I don't see them being able to cover over a touchdown. So it's Jets or nothing for me. But I don't know, man. The Jets were in like such a perfect spot Monday, and I had them in my contest. I had them in real life, and I'm just so like sad from that game that I'm still deciding if I should put real money on them this week. But I'm doing either Jets or sitting it out.
Yeah, it was weird for me. The more I got closer to game time, a lot of my friends started liking the Jets, and that actually turned me off of it a little bit. God, so
why didn't it turn me off?
Yeah, so it was I mean, the line opened up in that game. It was 10, then it dipped down to 9. When it went back up to 9.5, and I was also talking to people who liked the Jets, and they were just like square bettors, I was like, okay, this is a little iffy. So that's when I kind of hedged off a little bit of the Jets money that I bet, but I still was pretty big on the Jets. And
that's one thing I want to ask you guys about your real life bets, right? Like, you guys put your bets in and right when the lines come out, since you see a good line, or do you actually wait till right before the game? Because to your point, Eddie, like, my pick of the week on our pod last week was the Seahawks, right? I loved them early in the week, but then right before game time, same thing. Like, I'm talking to my buddies, I'm talking to these randoms, everyone's on the Seahawks. And then I'm like, man, I'm done. You know what I mean? You get that feeling. And I felt the same way with the Jets on Monday night. So when do you guys actually put your real bets in?
Saturday for me. I think Sunday morning used to be what I would do. Now I think the lines get hammered too much on Sunday morning. So there are some things that I will kind of pay attention to. Like, I don't know if you guys watch Chad and Scooch on Sunday at 12-1 when they do that broadcasting. But that helped me out a lot last week because they were talking about all the sharp money coming in on the Jags. Yeah. So I did hit the Jags last week, but also hurt me because I was on the Giants because they were talking about how they took like a – Scooch took like a $115,000 bet on the Giants from a sharp guy. So I wanted to piggyback that move, and that kind of burned me a little bit. So there are some Sunday morning bets that I placed, but I'd say right now this season, a lot of them have been – place on Monday or Tuesday to kind of get out ahead of everything. And then I also, I'd say, place the majority of my bets on Saturday once I kind of have a firm grasp on everything. What about you, John?
My bets that I like, I get them in when I feel like is the best time. So that's usually like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday-ish. I'll put it like, for example, I lost last week, but I liked the Bears last week, right? Yeah. I got him in early. I got a good line. The line went up, so I got a good number in the end. I still lost, but games like that, I always put them in as soon as I feel like, you know, before the line's going to change. So that's early in the week, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for my big bets. When we laugh and I say, oh, I'm always betting the Thursday game, or I'm always betting the Sunday game, or I'm not going to miss it. Sunday night, Monday night games are usually more games that I'm going to sit back and watch. And I'll bet those games for a lot less than what I'm going to bet like my big games for. And those are just games that I just got action on, so I got something to cheer for. You know what I'm saying? So those Sunday and Monday night games are not usually the games that – and I don't give them out much as my best bets. So I don't know if that makes sense. But like the primetime games, I bet it like before the game starts and just, you know, talk to friends and whatnot. The game, my best bets, I usually get them in before Sunday. And same thing for college. College games, college games, the lines move on those a lot more than NFL. I usually get those in before Saturday too.
Yeah, no, that's good. I'm pretty much on the same plate as you, John, and you, Eddie, too, where we find some good games early, we hammer them, we get the best line, and in long term, we're going to win. You know, every point matters. But I just I might take your philosophy up a little bit on those primetime games now, John, where I wait for the Sunday night or I wait for the Monday night just to see how it all moves and see what my buddies and all these random guys are doing. I think if I can do that, I'll save myself some money like that Jets game.
Right. Yeah, I think it all depends on the game too. Like if I see it's like there's a +3 home dog that I know I'm already going to like, I'll grab that just in case because I don't want it to dip below the 3. So those I'll jump on pretty early. And then I know they're generally not going to go up to 3.5. So if the line is going to dip down under 3, then I'll go pretty heavy on them because I know I can always hedge them back in the end and either shoot for a middle or get pretty lucky some other way. I think that happened to me one time. Actually, it happened to me the national championship with Georgia and Alabama. I originally liked Alabama to start, so I got them at -3. And then I think I got Georgia at like +5. And the game ended up landing on 4. So, or no, I think it landed Alabama 3, something like that. So, anyway, I had liked Georgia going into I liked Alabama initially. Then game day, I liked Georgia. So I had Alabama -3, Georgia +4 or +5, something like that. And I ended up having to go big on Georgia to kind of overlap my Alabama bet, and it ended up Alabama pushing, Georgia cashing. So you can get situations like that where it helps.
It always feels good when you're a genius and you get that middle like that. You always feel like that. You always feel like a real sharp when you do that.
Yep. It don't happen often enough, though. So, John, your game, you were talking to me about, you're going to break my heart here, even though the line is moving in my favor. The Buffalo Bills are at home against Philadelphia Eagles. I will be at this game. I'm already going to be betting the Bills. So you can take I know you're going to take the Eagles here. You already told me that. But my alcohol will not let me take the Eagles in this spot come Sunday. So I'm going to be on the Bills. I'm going to just not talk about this game, though. John, I'll let you take it away.
I was just going to say, but I didn't know you didn't tell me you were going to the game. I said, if you can convince me that I shouldn't take Philly, then I'll pick something different. And then you're going to go ahead and tell me that you're going to be at the game. I hate when I hear
you could still take it. I was actually going to refer to you guys on this one because this is one of those games where I don't know how it's going to play out. I really don't have a good feel on who's going to do well in this spot. Because Philly, they got embarrassed on Sunday Night Football. Buffalo, they match up really well with Philly. But there's also going to be 15 to 25 mile per hour winds, a lot of rain. It's going to be an ugly one. So I don't know. It's really up in the air. But I was going to kind of refer to you guys on this one. So
I mean, the market's kind of telling me – I mean, like, I'm not taking the Giants, even when the market's telling me to take the Giants, right? But then I'm going to go ahead and say, oh, you know what, I'm going to take Philly because, you know, it's telling me, you know, the money is on Philly. The split is the same again. It's almost 50-50 of where, you know, everybody lies on the game. But the more money's on Philadelphia, that makes me want to take them. So the line did go in your way. But, I mean, and you know this better than me. So I think what Buffalo can do well is what Philly can defend well. And what Buffalo can't do that well is what Philly can't do that well, and which is, you know, cover. So I don't know if Josh Allen's going to make big plays. Buffalo will end up winning this game. But, I mean, I kind of saw Miami, and I don't know if it was just because Buffalo was just, you know, maybe looking ahead for a spot like this. I saw Miami move the ball on them. If Miami can move the ball on them, you know, Philly's offense is still good. They kind of ran into a buzzsaw last week. Dallas could not lose another game. So that's kind of where they stood there. I don't know, man. I like Philly in the spot because I feel like even though Buffalo's got good defense, that Wentz is going to be able to move the ball. And as long as it's going to come down to Josh Allen. If he's going to make a couple big plays passing, then, you know, maybe they'll be able to pull it off. So temporarily, until we talk about some other games, my pick of the week is Philly.
Vic, how you feeling on this one?
Man, this is a tough game. I can see either side. I can see either team pulling this one out. Some of the sharp money is on the Eagles, actually. And so the line has come down from 2.5 to 2, even 1.5 in some places. So you have about 55% of the public on Buffalo, 63% of the money on Philly. So you're seeing the line come down a little bit. I'm sitting it out, man. I did watch Miami. I watched that same thing John did where Miami moved the ball a little bit, but I feel like Buffalo wasn't really trying that first half. They'll get up for a game like this. Philly's D, their secondary is just so bad. So, like John said, man, it'll come down to if Allen can take advantage of it. I still don't know if he can. I know he can put up fantasy points, but let's see if he gets the job done here, man. But I'll sit this one out.
Yeah, I think what you said about last week's game, they were missing their best linebacker, who was, you know, analytics have him ranked as like the second best linebacker in the NFL, Matt Milano. Probably no one has ever heard of him before, but he's like right behind Shaq Thompson in terms of how productive he's been this year. He didn't play last week. He's a huge piece in their defense with his ability to cover tight ends and just make a lot of plays. He really allows Tremaine Edmonds to kind of free around, but Tremaine Edmonds had to play a completely different role last week. So that kind of threw their defense off a little bit. I know it's the Dolphins, and I think it was just a little bit of a letdown by them. So this spot here, like I said, I'm going to take the Bills. I'm going to be at the game. So it's just going to be an emotional bet more than a one with my heart or one with my head. So Josh Allen, I'm out on. I think he's terrible. I don't think he's a very good quarterback. I want a new quarterback already. So that's just my small little rant on the Bills. But
Let's go Bills by one.
There we go. Then we can all win. I have the Bills on the money line, so that would help. That would work. Amazing. Next up, Cincinnati at the Rams. This one actually is in London. So this is another London game here, 1 o'clock one. Opened up 9.5. It's up to 13 now. Man, I don't think Cincinnati is very good. I think they've kind of checked out as well. I like the Rams here. I don't think I'm going to lay the 13, but if I did have to choose a side in this game, I'll be quick. It'd be the Rams. That's probably what I would bet if I did, but I'm not going to touch it. So, Vic, you got anything in this one?
No, I'm passing. My only reason, I did like the Rams, but Zach Taylor might be McVay's boy. So, I don't know how he'll take it. He might take it easy on him. I don't know. You know what I mean? So, if the Rams are playing for real from start to end, they'll blow them out. But if he's taking it easy on his boy, this is like one of the first guys out of his coaching tree, right? I don't know. So I'll just sit it out.
John?
I kind of like the Bengals. I'm not touching this game because I can't take the Bengals after what they did last week. They totally ruined the cover at the end of that – in the fourth quarter of that Jags game.
Yeah.
But 13 is so much, especially when two coaches are this close. You know, I don't know. I'm staying away. If you wanted to play this game, because this is a game that's going to be on TV in your area and you don't got red zone, I would take the Bengals.
All right. So next up, the 1 o'clock game again, New Orleans at home against the Cardinals. It opened up at 7.5, creeped up to 9.5. Now it's at 10.5. We got some Drew Brees playing. I don't like the fact that I think he is playing. Is that right, Vic?
I mean, that's the word on the street. It hasn't been officially done yet, but I know Brees talked about it on Sunday, saying that he was planning to play, and you've seen the line jump up. So all things point to that. I'm sure we'll find out a little bit more tomorrow. My quick take on the game, though, is I actually like the Cardinals. I think they've been playing really well under the radar. Their offense looks really good. Their D's kind of hanging in there. I think you're able to get 11.5 at some places right now. And so I'll take the 11, which is kind of what it is across the board. So I like the Cards plus 11. What about you?
Sharp money's on the Saints, but I feel like one bad play will ruin you the cover if you got the Saints. So Arizona's might be able to do enough on offense, even though the Saints defense is really good. But if, you know, and it depends on the quarterback too.
Yeah.
If Bridgewater's in there, I mean, there's no way I'm taking the Saints 10 points.
But
if
Breeze is in there, those teams that are good as dogs, like they keep trying until the end, right?
Right.
Sure. So that's why I was thinking.
I'm not playing this game. If I did, I would end up taking the Cardinals just because I feel like if they made one right play that they would end up covering the game.
Yeah. Eddie, this is your score. I mean, one of your teams, the Saints, so you know them well.
Yeah, so I would actually say if you're trying to bet this game, Breeze playing would maybe want to make you lean more towards the Cardinals because I think if he plays, Sean Payton's going to keep the game plan very conservative, not make him have to do too much, and you'll probably get a heavy dose of Latavius Murray, Alvin Kamara if he's playing. Whereas if Teddy Bridgewater plays, I think you'll see more of a normal game plan from the Saints, and there's a chance that they could blow him out a little bit more. But I don't think they want to risk that injury anymore. I still think Breeze should sit out another week. I mean, I just don't see it. What's the point in coming back this week? You got the bye week next week. It's Arizona. I get you don't want to overlook teams, but still, I don't think I think you just give it two more weeks. Make sure you're back 100%. Just feel like he's rushing it just a little bit. But I think what's probably happening is he knows he doesn't have too many games left in the NFL, so trying to soak them all up, get as many in as he can before he retires. So I'm not going to touch this game, though. If I did have to lean anything, I would say Cardinals, but again, not going to bet it whatsoever. So next game up, last in the 1 o'clock slot, Denver at Indianapolis. A lot of sharp money coming in on the Broncos. I don't like the Broncos. I'm not going to bet them. I like Indy in this spot. I know it's against what all the sharp money is telling you to do, but I do like Indy here. I know John's going to hate me for this, but I did tease him down with the Texans with a two-teamer.
Wait,
did it
work?
I don't know. We don't know yet. It's not until Sunday.
Oh, you did. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant, okay. You did a
no,
tease
this week.
You did a tease with Indy.
Indy and Houston, 6-point teaser, minus 110. It's takes them down to win the game.
I love it. I'll jump in real quick. I know the Colts are not that like sharp money, this and that, but just like last week, I'm fading the Broncos. I'm taking the Colts. Both things won for me last week. The Colts are just a much better football team. I don't see them having a letdown or anything like that. And so I'm seeing 5, 5.5. Eddie, what did you get?
I got them at 6, so I tease it down to a pick. And then Texans were at 7, tease it down to minus 1.
Cool. I mean, just for the – I'm not doing the teaser. I'll just say I'll be on the Colts minus 6.
Yeah, I'm not playing this game because the number tells me to take Denver, but I love Indianapolis. So let me tell you something. I'm proud. Maybe I might be wrong, but I bet you this teaser, you're not going to need those 6. If you win this teaser, it's not going to be because you tease them down by 6 points. They'll end up, Indy will end up covering and Houston will end up covering. They're not going to land in the middle of it. And then if you lose the teaser, well, I mean, it's because, you know, you got upset by one of the games. But I'm not touching this game and I don't do dips. So no dips.
I love it. What about 405 specials? You do 405 specials, though, right?
What do we got? It's a 405.
Oh, so we got my pick of the week.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. I know what it is now.
Carolina at the 49ers. I think this is where the 49ers get their first loss of the season. I think we finally get a team that comes in there and can control the line of scrimmage the same way that the 49ers have been. I think Carolina's defense and their defensive line and their front 7 has been outstanding this year. The fact that Kyle Allen's still playing, I love it. Better than Cam Newton. So just to put it quick, I'm going to go with the Panthers as my pick of the week, +5.5. I don't even think, honestly, you're going to need the points. I put them in a couple small parlays, those Hail Mary ones that you throw in like once a week on the money line. So I think Carolina wins this game outright in this spot here. And +5.5, I'll gladly take that. So give me the Carolina Panthers on the road against the 49ers.
Yeah, 405 special, man. This is classic. I love it. It was 6 down to 5.5. This is where the suckers teat. This is what the suckers dip right here is a game like this. They're going to take the 49ers on a dip. So all the suckers out there, when they bet the 49ers on a dip, just know you're going to lose. Carolina is a great play here. I love it. I like them a lot. I'm going to end up playing that game.
All right. They have a Thursday night football game that they got to go to. So they could be kind of looking ahead out of that a little bit, but I doubt they will. So, Vic, what do you like in this one?
I like it, man. I think we're all on the same page. I know the public's a little bit on Carolina, but I like the Carolina Panthers. You get 6 points. There's a bunch of books that have it. Their defense looked great. We've been on them with since Kyle Allen took over, right? And we've been riding them, and he's just got the offense moving the ball. Their defense looks great. I love Riverboat Ron, and I think it's going to be a great game. I think it comes down to kind of like the last drive kind of game. So 6 points to me is a gift. We're all on the same page.
Love it. All right, next 4 o'clock game we got up is a 425 starter. We talked about this one a little bit. It's the other half of my teaser. Houston at home against the Raiders. I love the Texans in this spot. I think this is much better than the Colts one. This is the Raiders. Is this their fourth or fifth game on the road out of their 5-game road trip? I don't remember which one it is. But anyway, it's a lot. It's starting to take a toll on them. Last week, I think, was going to be their best effort at Oakland, and they still couldn't even get the cover. They were hanging in there. Should have went in the halftime with the lead. Instead, go down, I think, 21-10 because of the fumble for Derek Carr. And I love Houston in this spot. I think it's a good bounce back for them. I wouldn't be surprised if they do cover and blow them out here. So that's part of why I did put them in that teaser that I mentioned. And I think they might even cover in this spot. So I don't know if I'm going to lay the 7, but I do like Houston in this spot to bounce back. So Vic, we like this one.
Your point, Eddie, it's their fifth game on the road technically, but the Bears-London game was like a home game for them. That's why they got screwed.
Yep.
But, man, it's tough because I watched that Packers game, and I know Rodgers put on a show, and the score doesn't indicate it, but the Raiders were in that game. Like, they technically should have covered. Like, it was that Carr dumb fumble touchback. They were in the red zone, like, 4 more times where they didn't score. So they were in it. Their offense looks good. Their D is just terrible. And of course the Bears couldn't take advantage of that, but I think this is a great bounce back spot for Watson and company. So, but I do think their offense, Raiders offense, moves the ball just enough for maybe a backdoor cover. That's the only reason I'm not really betting on it.
John?
Yeah. I mean, I was in a spot where, you know, we played Green Bay and there was a shoulda, woulda, coulda, and it didn't happen. And then, you know, we went into next week and got blew out. So I'm not playing this game. I like Houston. I can see them blowing the doors off of Oakland in this spot here and beating them up really good. But I kind of like the over a little bit more, even though it's my sucker over pick for the week. So I'm staying away. I like the Carolina game better, and I like the game we're going to talk about next better too. So I'm going to go with those two.
All right, next up is Cleveland Browns at the New England Patriots. I did like the Browns in this spot a lot until Jarvis Landry decided to run his mouth and give him some bulletin board material. Now I'm a little more shy. Came out, didn't guarantee a win. Same Doug Peterson type of stuff, but it's still, we saw how the Cowboys kind of took that to heart last week, and wouldn't want to add any extra motivation to the Patriots the way they're playing right now. So sit all your Browns players in fantasy. Don't start them. They're probably not going to score too much against New England's defense in New England. Vic, you like anything in this one?
Man, I want to take the Browns. I want to take them so, so bad. But every time I bet against New England, I lose. So, including Monday night. And I'm just worried about Baker and what Belichick's going to do to him. I'm sure you guys have noticed this. But every time he gets pressured, he kind of has happy feet, rolls out to the right all the time. It's like such a big tell. And if we see it, like obviously Hoodie is going to take advantage of it. I don't know how the Browns really score. I don't like that Landry ran his mouth, like you said, because past players have already talked about it as well. So everything in me wants to take the Browns. The line is up to like 13 now, but I just can't do it, man. I'm going to sit it out. What about you, John? I know you like the Browns.
I'm taking the Browns. I don't care what he said. You know, maybe it's going to be more of a maybe it's going to be more of a rally of the troops for them because they haven't been playing good than anything else. You know, Eagles came off of a win actually they didn't either. But I like Cleveland in this spot because what New England does best, and I'm gonna so eat shit for this next week when we talk, but what New England does best on defense is they figure out what you can do when they stop you, right? But I don't know, they can't, you know, what are they gonna do? They're gonna double team Beckham Jr., then, you know, then there's still Landry, then there's still, you know, the tight end, and they can run the ball pretty good with Chubb. I have a feeling the Browns are gonna put it together this week. They're coming off of a bye week. New England's on short rest. 13 points. I'm not telling you Cleveland's going to win the game, but I feel like it's going to be a really close game. So I'm taking Cleveland. Oh, I don't know. Is Cleveland or Philly? I don't know which one to make my pick of the week. I like them both. So you know what? Eddie's going to be at the Philly game, at the Buffalo game. I'm not going against my guy. I'm taking Cleveland. I hope fucking Patriots don't fuck me again. So it's going to be a 3-point game. Watch. I'm taking the Browns plus 13.
All right, so there's the pick of the week, the Browns. I remember when we were on the Action Network pod with Chad and Scooch before, and one of us came on and bet against the Patriots, and then the other one came on and bet the 1-31 Browns.
Yeah, it didn't work out that week.
I bet the Patriots. I had the Raiders.
Yes. Yeah, this was another one, I think. This was the one where me and John – we're on, and I don't think I was, because I was on with you once and I was on with John once, and then the one I was on with John, he took the Browns plus 7 against somebody and I took the Steelers plus 3. I think I pushed on mine, but yeah, so hopefully we have some better luck this time with the Browns against the Patriots. So two more games. Sunday Night Football. I love this game. Kansas City at home against the Green Bay Packers. 3.5-point underdogs right now. Love the Chiefs in this spot. I already took it at plus 4 because I didn't want it to dip down anymore. Who knows what's going on with Mahomes? I highly doubt he plays. I think what they're doing is just kind of having him out there for practice, maybe making Green Bay have the game plan a little bit more. I think we're going to get Matt Moore, which gives me that injured player kind of philosophy that I talk about, where as soon as the guy goes out his first game, team comes and plays extra motivated. They know they have to all – kind of give an extra effort to kind of pick up for losing their star player. On the flip side, Green Bay is like, oh, we caught a break. Don't even have to worry about Mahomes now. We get Matt Moore instead. Oh, this is going to be a cakewalk. Kansas City's fans are going to be crazy in this game. Sunday Night Football. Love the Chiefs here. This was going to be my pick of the week as well. Slight edge over to Carolina. So I decided to go with Carolina over the Chiefs, but this is easily number 2. It's like 1A, 1B for me. So, right. Vic, you like anyone in this one?
Yeah, I like the Chiefs, man. I love the Chiefs. Only thing that concerns me a little bit is just how bad the Chiefs' defense has been, especially their run defense. And that's why the Packers have been doing well this year. They're using Aaron Jones like people have been talking about for 2 years. And then LaFleur's offense, play action. So, little worried about that, but I think it's a great spot for the Chiefs, man. Mahomes has been practicing. I don't think he plays, but the crowd will be hyped. It's an insane place. I think we're getting value on a really good Chiefs team that is going to step up. More look good. So I like the Chiefs too. I see some fours still, so try to shop around a little bit. John, what about you?
The Bill Simmons Patrick Ewing theory is in full effect this year. We got the Washington Nationals in the World Series up 2-0. Andrew Luck went out. We got Jacoby Brissett, right, doing his thing in Indy. So I love Kansas City in this spot also. Patrick Mahomes is going to sit out one game. Matt Moore is whatever. But, you know, he's there for a reason. Andy Reid picked him as the backup quarterback. So they'll be able to come out and play one game. I've seen so many Sunday night games, and we can just look back to this year already, where a backup quarterback is playing, and everyone's like, ah, backup quarterback in a Sunday night game, and it didn't work out. Pittsburgh ended up winning the game outright against San Diego a couple weeks ago. So I like Kansas City in this spot. I won't be surprised at all if they just straight up win the game.
Boom. Love it. We're all on the same page.
Awesome. If we could do like a group pick of the week, that would be ideal. I think this would be a good one for us. But we can't, so we'll go to the worst game of the week, Monday Night Football. Dolphins plus 14 against the Steelers in Pittsburgh. I'm not going to touch this game, so I'm just going to skip over it. Vic, you like anything in this one?
No, man, I can't. I don't see how the line opened at 17, so a lot of sharps and public took the Fins. It's down to 14 now. I'm not touching it.
I'm not touching it as of yet. I'll end up probably taking Miami when it comes to game time, as long as not everyone's telling me Miami on Monday night. But Pittsburgh plays down to their opponents sometimes. They play up, you know, when they're underdogs, but when they're favorites, they play down. So yeah. I like Miami a little bit, but who cares? Let's wrap up our NFL, talk a little college, and
see what else. Yeah. So Vic's got to run. We'll let him go. John, you and I will go over some college. So,
all right, cool.
Vic, best luck with everything this week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, fellas. Let's have a bounce back week. Let's roll. I will need your college picks, so I'll hit you guys up on the side.
Love it. Cool. Sounds good. All right, John. So we got some college ones. I'll let you go with the first one. You can give me yours first, and then I'll kind of run some by you, and I want to get an opinion on you as well.
All right, cool. Man, I got like four. Should I give them all out? I don't think I should do that. So, I mean,
Give two of them, and then I'll give my two.
Okay, I'm going to give one. I'm not going to give this one out as an official pick because people are not even going to probably hear it in time. So, but I like Colorado tonight against USC. USC's banged up. Colorado's line was 14. I didn't get it at 14. I got it before it got down to where it's at right now. It's all the way down to 11.5. So anyone out there that's listening right now, that's the line you're probably going to end up with is 11.5. But I caught it at 13.5 before it tumbled. So I like Colorado on the spot a lot. They might even win the game. I wouldn't be surprised. So that's one pick. It's not my pick of the week because most of you are probably not going to hear it before the game kicks off. I love Michigan State this week. I know they got me good last time against Wisconsin, but they're coming off of a bye, and they're playing a Penn State team that just had an amazing win for them last week. And this is a classic letdown spot for Penn State when they come to Sparty. So if Lewerke can make some plays offensively, Michigan State's going to hold their own defensively. There's Michigan State, after what they went through last 2 weeks ago, they were coming off of a bye. In their last game, they got blew out by Wisconsin. So not only do I like Michigan State, I also love Michigan State first half. So if anything, that first half, they're going to come out and they're going to play, you know, balls to the wall. So give me Michigan State for my first pick.
I like that one. That was actually one I was considering. It's just I'm still a little scarred from the last time we took Michigan State, so that's why I didn't want to throw it in with my picks. But I do like Michigan State a lot here. Their offense just scares me a little bit because of how bad it is. Their defense is amazing, so they keep all their games really low scoring most of the time. I know that game kind of got away from them with Wisconsin, but through the first three quarters, they were holding pretty well, and they just kind of broke in fourth. So,
right.
What's your other one?
Okay, so
you just gave two. Hold on, my bad. Were you talking about four games?
I got two more.
All right, let me go. I'll give my two, and then you give your two, and we'll see any of them kind of agree. So, my first one, TCU. At home against Texas. I love this one. I think we're prime for a big upset here. So much money coming in on Texas. And I think it's obviously a rivalry game in Texas. TCU is going to come at home, 3:30 game. I think they get the outright win there. Another one I love is Louisville at home against Virginia, plus 3.5. That one is – I like Louisville a lot this year. I think their offense is – pretty good. They're much better than they were last year. They're very, very well improved. I loved Virginia coming into the year. I've taken them a lot this year in a couple different spots. The one thing about this is they're kind of banged up right now, so that's why I'm kind of fading them in this spot. I think it's a good spot for Louisville at home. So I'm taking TCU and Louisville as my two picks of the week, both little home underdogs, short ones.
Yeah, TCU is usually a spot I play. I'm kind of worried. I don't know if they're going to be able to stop Texas this week. And I'm going to watch that game and see what happens. I might end up live betting that one just to kind of see where I stand. I know it's going to be a lot of back and forth, but you're definitely on the right side with TCU there. I love Louisville too. So that's something that I'll probably be on. I'm going to end up taking for my last one. I like Marshall a little bit. I feel like Western Kentucky is not going to be able to move the ball against Marshall. I think they're giving maybe they're laying like five. Marshall can run the ball really good. I won't give that out as a pick of the week unless a bunch of degenerates want to play a lot of games. So, as you can tell, I like the college board a little bit better than NFL this week. But my last one I'm going to give out is Syracuse. Boston College is going to try to, and I don't know if they're going to end up doing this, if this is going to work well for them or not, but this is a 34.5 point spread. Boston College is going to, if they try to play tempo with Clemson, it's not going to work. There's going to be a lot of three and outs, and their defense is horrible. So I can see Clemson going up and down the field. I had Oklahoma last week against whoever they played in a big spot, like against West Virginia, and Oklahoma ended up blowing them out at the end of the game. So I got a feeling this one's going to kind of go the same way, where Clemson covers a big 34-point spread. So Clemson, Michigan State.
You said Syracuse in the beginning there, so it threw me off a little bit because they're playing Florida State. But, yes, two orange teams.
My bad. Yeah, so Clemson and Michigan State. Those are my picks.
All right, so you got two. I got two. Two others I wanted to get your opinion on. Your Ball State squad that helped us out last week. How are you feeling about them against Ohio? That was one line that I saw. It was a little iffy. Anything you got on that one?
Ball State, Ohio is no, not really. I liked them last week. The market just told me to take them last week, the way the line was setting up, and that was probably my easiest win of the year. What was that 52-point blowout? But man, I don't know, not really. Ball State's been really good, and you know, Ohio's been so. I'm staying away. If anything, I'd like Ball State a little. Did you have an opinion on this one?
No, I didn't really touch that one. I just saw that the line was a little fishy and the way it was moving and stuff, so I wasn't sure if you had anything on that since you had a good feel for him last week. And then Ohio State in Wisconsin, that's the big game of the week. Anything you got there that you like? I know you probably have never bet Ohio State in your life. So,
man, I don't see why the line is so high. I wonder what this line would have been, and I didn't see it, if Wisconsin didn't lose that game. But I don't know, man. I don't see them covering 14 points. I don't see Ohio State covering 14 points against this good of a defense. But Ohio State is like legit the best team in the league right now. So, I mean, sure. Ryan Day calls a great, great game. And I don't know. I just don't see how they're going to cover 14. I'm not playing that game. Hopefully Wisconsin beats them, right? So that's it. And I forgot about my guy there. Michigan, I don't think Michigan's losing this week to Notre Dame either. So Michigan's it's basically pick 'em. I don't know. It's one way or another. But yep. If you're looking at playing a primetime game like that, I don't see how. And they're saying there's going to be a lot of rain in the forecast too. So I think that plays in our favor a little bit. I can definitely see Michigan end up winning that game close, but they'll still take that one too.
That's the rain that's going to hit me Sunday morning at the Bills game. Coming over you that night. So
all right, yeah.
Yeah, I think I like Michigan in that spot. That was the other game I was going to ask you about right there. So I'm glad we like Michigan there. We won't make it a pick of the week. We'll stick with our four so that we got. So just kind of recap our picks of the week. You have I have the Panthers. You have
I got Browns. Cleveland.
Yep. Vic has who?
Dude, I forgot. We got to find out from Vic. I think it was Giants.
I think it was too.
Yeah, Giants.
We'll say tentative pick of the week on the Giants for Vic. And then our four college picks, my two were, man, I'm forgetting everything. TCU and Louisville at home dogs. And then who were your two?
I got Clemson and Michigan State.
Clemson and Michigan State.
All right. Michigan State first half. Make it five. We're going to win all. We're going to crack heads this week.
All right. I love it. We're going to have a lot of games. And then we also – we won't throw this in there as like an official one, but we all really like the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football as well. So
for sure.
That was one that we all liked a lot. So best of luck to everyone this week. Hoping we can rebound again this week. Overall for the season, still crushing it. We always expect a little bit of a down trend at some point. So that's where we're at right now. But all is looking up. So let's keep going and plug away and hopefully get some winners this week.
All right, everyone. Good luck.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Later.